Chapter 32. Do Re Mia. Sharp knocking rattles me from my daze. I look at the door, numb to the bone, with no idea how long I've been sitting here staring into space. The world is unreal and distant, while I seem to be floating 100 miles up in the air. My breathing has stalled. My heart has forgotten how to beat. The Necromuse is my dad. My dad is the Necromuse. The person at the door knocks again. Shuddering, I bolt into action, gathering up the incriminating papers and shoving them into a trash can. I don't know if Miss Mott read them all, but if not, I don't want her to. I don't want anyone to know that I know. The last thing I need is everyone looking at me and seeing the Necromuse's daughter. So what's the plan, Amelia? What do I do now? How do I save Jai? How do I make everything right? I have this anger inside of me, this power Miss Mott says I have to control, but I don't yet know what to do with it. Maybe if I knew where Jai was, I could compose something to free him, but I have no idea where that might be, or even where to start. The knocking gets louder, as if the person on the other side of the door is panicking. I just need a minute, I call out. Amelia, it's me. Please let me in. Darby? I go to the door, cracking it open. What's going on? She whispers, her dark eyes wide with concern. And don't tell me it's just stage fright. Something's seriously wrong, isn't it? My anger at her for telling Mia my secrets has evaporated over the last few minutes. I can't afford more enemies right now. What I really need is a friend. I don't know if I should trust Darby, but that moment, I choose to anyway. I need help, I whisper. I don't know what to do. What happened? Tearing up, I open the door to let her in, then shut it behind her. The Necromuse took Jai. He left this. I show her the note. She looks at it for a long moment, her hand over her lips. Do the Maestros know? No, and they can't know. You saw what he wrote. She nods. Where do we start? We? We're going to get him back, Amelia. Don't you doubt that. Tears well in my eyes. You'll help me? Of course I will. Look, I don't know why you've been angry with me these past few days, but I'm still your friend, and Jai's too. We'll save him together. I throw my arms around her, not caring that she can feel how badly I'm shaking. I almost tell her the rest of the truth, that the Necromuse is my dad. But I bite my tongue at the last minute and instead whisper, thank you. She pats my shoulder. Darby's not a hugger. What's your plan? I don't know. Sniffling, I pull back. The Necromuse must be waiting for me somewhere, but I've only ever reached him through a portal he sent for me. I don't get how he took Jai at all, with the agents and maestros on high alert. He managed to slip that note into my flute case, which has been with me the entire time. How did he get close enough to... Something tickles in the back of my mind, and I tilt my head, focusing on it. What? Darby says, seeing my expression change. What is it? Agent Alvarez said something about the Necromuse maybe having someone on the inside, meaning someone at Mistwick could have been helping him all along. My voice slows as a terrible idea dawns. Darby and I match gazes. His specialty is bringing people back from the dead and making them work for him, I whisper. Do we know someone like that? Someone who was gone, then wasn't? Someone who shouldn't have turned up, but did? Her eyelashes flutter as she shakes her head. No, Amelia. No! Darby, do you know why I was mad at you all week? She keeps shaking her head, her eyes starting to water. I was mad because I thought you told Mia everything about the Midnight Orchestra and the Necromuse. Only, you didn't tell her, did you? The blood drains from her face, and I know I'm right. Because Mia knows. She knows everything. My voice shaking, I say what has to be said. Darby, what if Mia... What if Mia what? Asks a voice. Darby and I jump as the door opens again and Mia slips inside. Her hair is tied up with a black ribbon, and her black performance dress is threaded with tiny crystals, so she sparkles when she moves. I'm not dead, if that's what you think, Mia says, and I'm definitely not a zombie. She leans on the door, her arms folded, as Darby and I back away. My heart beats faster, and I look around the room. There are no other doors. Darby draws a deep breath. Mia, what's going on? Why couldn't you just stay away from her? Sighs Mia. I told you again and again, that girl is trouble. Amelia's my friend, Darby breathes. What are you? I'm who I've always been, Mia says. I swear it. You opened the portals to the Midnight Orchestra, I say. It was you all along. The glass piano in the woods, the keys swirling around the portal. I should have guessed that she was behind the magic. Mia glances at me, then back at Darby. All I ever wanted, Darbs, was to keep you safe. You have to believe me. You were never supposed to get involved. Involved in what? Darby asks. Is Amelia right? Are you somehow connected to the Necromuse? Mia swallows, and for the first time since I met her, she looks unsure of what to say. I know you're hiding something from me, Darby says. I knew it the day you appeared at Mistwick, acting like everything was normal. I knew it when you refused to tell me how you ended up shipwrecked. You're keeping secrets, and I guess that's not strange for you, but this time it feels different. You've changed, Mia. You're paranoid and mean, like you never were before. And I don't know why. I want to help you, but you won't be honest with me. Mia looks ready to explode. I cringe, bracing for the eruption. But it doesn't come. Instead, Mia wilts. Her face crumples. Her shoulders slump. And I see the last thing I ever expected to see. Mia Jones crying. Are the tears real or another manipulation? I have no idea. But Darby softens, putting a hand on Mia's arm.
She doesn't deserve your help, sniffles Mia, shooting me a hateful look through her tears. I know things you don't. I know things about her.
I go stiff, eyes wide. She couldn't possibly know. My secret, my new secret that's so huge and terrible and ugly, pounds in my head till my vision blurs. Does Mia know who my dad really is? Tell me, Mia. Darby says softly, what is going on? I shut my eyes, bracing for the worst. But instead of blurting out my terrible secret, Mia says,
you're right, Darbs. I didn't tell you the whole story about my shipwreck, or why I'm really at Mistwick, or why all of it is her fault.
Mia's eyes glitter with angry tears as she continues.
If you understood, you wouldn't judge me. You don't know what it's like to grow up with parents who only see you as a cash cow. You don't know what it's like to have your mom inject your aching wrists with steroids so you can put on another performance. You don't know what it's like to never be allowed to rest, to just be yourself, to take a break from performing and practicing and photo ops. That's why we went on that yachting trip. I needed an escape, a few weeks to just exist without constantly being put on display.
What happened? Darby presses.
We were on the yacht, just sailing along, when this storm comes out of nowhere.
She pauses, her face crumpling as she relives the memory.
It was bad, really bad. I jumped on the piano and tried to play a weather-calming spell, but it's like someone was actively fighting me, making the storm stronger. I could hear, over the thunder and the waves, the sound of an orchestra.
The Midnight Orchestra?
Mia nods. Then he appeared, the Necromuse, playing his awful violin. He split my piano in two, and it was over. Our yacht sank. We all survived, of course. I don't know whether he meant for that to happen or not, but my parents and I woke up the next day on the island. We spent the next 3 months stuck there. And then, out of the blue, the Necromuse shows up again and tells me he has a job for me. "What job?" whispers Darby. Mia points at me. Her. I was ordered to go to Mistwick and open a portal to send this other Amelia Jones to the Midnight Orchestra. So I did that. But it didn't end there. He kept giving me new orders, and I've had no choice but to carry them out. "The ice spell," Darby murmurs. "It was you who froze Mistwick." "And you planted the earworms," I realize. I think back to that day, remembering Mia covered in dirt. But I don't remember actually seeing her digging a grave. She could have been hiding the whole time. "And the cards on my pillow," I whisper. "You put them there. And you played the hallucination spell so the maestros wouldn't believe me about the orchestra." Suddenly, I understand everything. All this time, Mia was trying to keep Darby safe. She knew the Necromuse had set his sights on me, and she didn't want her best friend caught in the crossfire, the way Jai was. All the mean remarks she made to me, the angry looks, the bullying, was because he had turned her life upside down to get to me. Still, one thing doesn't make sense. "Why did the Necromuse maroon you in the first place?" I ask, "then abandon you for 3 months? He couldn't have known I was a composer then. I didn't even know. So it couldn't have been because he wanted to use you to trap me." "I don't know. That's the part I can't figure out."
"Why are you helping him?" asks Darby.
"I had no choice. He has my mom." Mia shivers. "That's what the Midnight Orchestra really is. People he's taken as hostages to make people like us do his dirty work. That's why they look like zombies, playing so perfectly. They're being controlled by earworms. It's like they're in a deep trance, always, until their loved one on the outside does whatever job the Necromuse has asked of them. But some of them have been in the orchestra so long, they're presumed dead to the outside world."
"That explains the whole army of the dead thing," I whisper. "The rumors about the Necromuse are true, in a way. And now he has Jai, too."
"If I finish the job he gave me," Mia says, "he'll release my mom and I'll never have to deal with him again."
"What does he want from you next?" I ask, sickened with dread and guilt.
"He wants me to send you back to him. Only I can't do that now, can I? Because someone, like an idiot, told the maestros everything."
She fixes me with a glare that could melt icebergs.
"And now those MBI agents have locked down every piano in this place because they suspect someone is using them to help the Necromuse. If you'd kept your mouth shut, you'd already be with the orchestra and this would all be over."
She doesn't know. I feel at least a touch of relief that Mia is apparently still unaware that the Necromuse is my dad.
"What will happen to Jai if I don't reach him in time?" I ask. She shrugs. "Maybe we'll never find out. Jai and my mom are long gone. No. No, no, no. You will send me to the Necromuse and you'll do it now. I can't leave Jai all alone."
Darby lays her hand on my arm. "Maybe we should tell the maestros. He could be bluffing."
"No. I can't put Jai in more danger." "The maestros won't find the orchestra anyway," scoffs Mia. "Neither will the MBI agents. Are you kidding? He's been doing this for years and nobody's caught him. He'll only be found when he wants to be."
"You know the spell to find him," I point out. "You could tell it to Agent Alvarez and Agent Ned." She folds her arms.
"And risk him hurting my mom for double-crossing him? Yeah? Not gonna happen. We play by his rules or we don't play at all."
"It really does have to be me. If I'm going to save Jai, I have to do the thing I've been avoiding for years. I have to face my dad." "She's right," I say. "If I don't show up, he could go into hiding, and we might never get Jai back, or Mia's mom. It has to be me.
Mia, how can we open that portal? She looked stunned, as if she'd expected me to run or put up a fight, not help her finish her dirty work. But there's no time to be angry at her for the part she played. It's not like I can blame her anyway. We've wasted enough precious minutes as it is. I need to get to Jai now. I grab her shoulders. Mia, think. Startled, she shrugs. I need a piano, and they're all... You're supposed to be a prodigy, right? Can't you think outside the box? Mia looks around the room, but it's pitifully bare. There's a table and chairs, the photos on the wall, the Mistwick team's backpacks and empty instrument cases, and a bunch of glasses, pitchers of water, and fruit trays to keep everyone fed. You'll really give the Necromuse the spell he wants? Darby asks me. I shake my head. Not if there's another way. Not if I can figure something out. Like what? Like use the only advantage I have left. The fact that I know who the Necromuse really is. Not that I'm going to tell her that. I'll work that out once we get there. Mia, any ideas? Her eyes fix on something across the room, and a slow, sly smile spreads across her face. Hey, Darby. Remember the fireworks spell we played at my parents' 15th wedding anniversary? Or rather, do you remember how we played it? Darby's eyes widen. You don't mean... Mia, that's impossible. Didn't you hear? Mia cracks her knuckles. I'm a prodigy.